This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Well, I just want to take a moment to thank Captain John Reagan and Rich Sheeben for filling in for me, keeping the seat warm at USA Prepares. Thank you very much. You guys did a great job. And, you know, here at the farm, we're under siege in many ways. And one of those ways is the weather. Dr. Sheely, we've had about a foot of rain almost nonstop. Not quite nonstop, but
wow.
Drizzle, overcast, downpour, hail the size of marbles, you know, size of nickels pelting us. So much hail that we were unable to drive on the road. We had, my son and I had our truck on the road and we were unable to drive. We had to duck for cover under a large canopy of trees because the hail was so great. It broke shingles off roofs. We had a tornado. It ripped buildings, just shredded them and spread buildings across fields. For the last month, it's been pretty wild here and darn right dangerous. The hail was so bad, you'd have to be absolutely out of your mind to go outside. You know, the minimum that you would need would be what the police use as riot gear. You know, padded arm pads, elbow pads, leg pads, knee pads, boots, a riot shield. A face shield. I mean, just to go out for a couple seconds. It was so bad. Did you have that out your way?
We got no hail that I'm aware of and only 4 inches of rain last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big
difference. Well, 4 inches of rain is a lot.
It's a lot of rain. But
yeah.
And our basement, actually our house, which has been there since 1937, had a little bit of seepage into the basement. Not foot deep, but, maybe almost a quarter of an inch deep.
Across the whole basement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seeping right in through the concrete.
Yeah. That was one of the things I wanted to mention today, that when we built our basement, one of the things that we did was around the perimeter, we excavated deeper than the footing. A little deeper than the footing, and we put in this perforated 4-inch plastic pipe. And on top of the plastic pipe, we put gravel, large gravel, like 1-inch stones. And the holes that are in this perforated 4-inch pipe are about a 1/2 inch in diameter. And then we covered that with black plastic. And then we covered that with dirt. And what happens is when the soil gets so soggy that the moisture drips all the way down to this perforated pipe, it travels to a low point on our farm through a solid pipe, and it drains out. So we actually drain the water from below the basement floor. And the interesting thing about this is we can go to the location where this pipe exits, and it's running like a faucet, Dr. Sheely. Literally.
Wow.
It's like a faucet, yeah, nonstop, 24 hours a day. And it has been for probably 2 months, literally, running like a faucet. So that's the water that would be coming into the basement had we not had this drain around the outside of our foundation, literally, around the outside of the basement walls. So that was something that we did as a precaution. But for those who don't have that, I would submit to our class that there are a lot of basements, regardless of how well they were made or when they were made, that if you've been exposed to this much rain, you're going to have water in the basement. And it's Dr. Shealy, we had to stake our trees. Now, we have a little orchard. It's about almost an acre, I guess, of fruit trees. And they're leaning sideways, or they were, because the ground was so soggy and the wind blew the trees to a 45-degree angle because the ground couldn't hold them up and the root balls couldn't hold them up. Now, these are trees that have been in at least 10 years, and they still couldn't take it. So, and we had culverts wash out. So we have these, and a culvert class is, you've seen them. They're these round pipes. They might be 18 inches in diameter. They might be 24 inches in diameter, different sizes. And water runs through them when it rains. And you just, there's dirt over them. So the idea is that instead of washing out the dirt, the water will run through these culverts. And usually they're under farm roads or public roads. Well, almost all of ours have washed out. Almost all of them. And we have them all over the place. So it's difficult for the animals to get where we want them to go. It's difficult. The trees are falling down on the fences and taking down the fences. And the animals, you know, they see that and they go, wow, look at that. There's a good place to go. And the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. And sometimes the other side of the fence is, you know, someone else's property. So we spent days fixing fence, trying to repair culverts, trying to keep the animals from breaking their legs in the mud. It was really something else. And we're used to this kind of thing, but it was really an extra effort to get through the last few days. So I just want to let our class know that these kinds of things can happen, and they do happen. And you contrast that with several years ago, we had the exact opposite. Nothing but cracked soil because it was so hot and so dry, no rain. Now, I don't know whose rain we're getting, but we're getting somebody's rain. It's not ours.
Well, we are ahead for the year, but nothing like what you've got.
Yeah, and there are such things as microclimates, class. So a microclimate is, you know, you have different weather from 20 miles away or 15 miles away. And we had that in Virginia. And the land that we bought in Virginia was a little bit less expensive than the land 20 miles away. And they got lots of rain, and we hardly got any rain. So I guess that extra money was for the rain. Well, that's a microclimate, and we have microclimates, you know, all over the planet. And so if you look at the news reports, you know, like in the winter, we'll have snow, and nobody else will have snow. And we'll say, we're stuck, we can't get out. It's snowing like crazy here. And 20 miles away, there's no snow. Have you seen that, Dr. Shealy, in your area as well?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when I lived in Wisconsin, we had the same thing. A mile away could be totally different.
Yep. Dr. Shealy, what do you have that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, you know, in general, as you know, I think the entire pandemic has been overblown up the gazoo, and I don't know whether we'll ever totally recover from it, but I do think that people need to begin insisting upon government doing something better than it's doing.
Okay, and the interesting thing about this is the president keeps changing his mind, and I think that's because his advisors, depending on which advisor he meets with at the moment, you know, recommend something, and then he reacts, and then he meets with another advisor, and then he changes his mind. I think that's happening. Now, of course, I can't prove that because I'm not privy to, you know, what goes on in the White House. But what I can see very clearly is government mismanagement at all levels, every single level you can think of, from not locking down the airlines from China in the early days when we could have made this much, much smaller and manageable to the point where it's difficult to manage. And we have the president saying states, you know, go ahead and break the lockdown rules. I've never heard of anything where we've had the president belittling other government types. I've never heard that before. Maybe it happened, but I've never heard it. And I've never heard government like Obama and Barry Satoro, the former president, and Donald Trump are going at it. They're jousting, verbally jousting at each other. I've never heard one president attack another president before. But here we have it. And it seems that no one is able to really get a handle on what this thing is. We can't learn from the news. The news says it's real. Then they say, well, the numbers are underestimated. Then they say the numbers are overestimated. We don't know. We've got cruise ships out there in the sea. They are not ferrying passengers. There's over 100,000 cruise ship members stranded on cruise ships. They want to get off, but they're not allowed to get off. I mean, that's the cruise of a lifetime, but they can't get off. And that's what's happening right now. So the masks, no masks. Some businesses say you have to wear them. Some businesses say, no, it's okay. I was talking to someone at Tractor Supply. I wanted to know how I could return something. And they said to me on the phone, you have to come into the store. I said, no, I don't want to come into the store. They said, well, that's the only way you can do it. And by the way, bud, we've got the city auditors are here auditing what we're doing. So there's no way we're going to risk breaking your rules to or breaking their rules to exchange or return something. You know, give me my money back for something that we don't want, that, you know, we bought before. And they said, you know, we'll give you another 120 days, you know, to return it. I said, how do I know you're even going to be around?
Honestly, we don't know anything and may never know the truth.
I've got to agree with that. I'm looking at numbers right now. You know, roughly about 8 weeks ago, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, did a press conference, and we've talked about this, and he said there are 15 infected people confirmed in the United States. 15. 1-5. Today, it's 1.5 million infected, according to confirmed cases, their numbers. We are looking at about 90,000 dead confirmed from the coronavirus. But we don't know what that even means. We don't know if it means that, you know, the guy was having a heart attack, or the gal was having a heart attack and was exposed to the coronavirus, or whether people are just saying, well, it's coronavirus because we get $13,000 a head for every death that we report as corona or COVID-19. And if we put them on a ventilator, we get about 30,000. So we can't trust the media. We can't trust the government. We don't know who's carrying it. But people are dying. There's no question about it. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. And I wanted to ask you, Dr. Shealy, when we come back, about gardening and what supplements we should put in our garden to keep us healthy.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor. He's also a 3 times PhD. He's written almost 40 books, and he's Surgeon of the Year. And he has the dubious distinction of having his obituary published in 1960 in the Boston Globe for not playing well with other medical professionals. Did I say that right, Dr. Shealy? They were kind of frosted with you?
Yes, because I questioned some totally unethical behavior. And I went to the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese, and he was on the board at the Mass General, and he stopped $3.5 million of research. I wasn't exactly a favorite child.
Yeah. So you cost Massachusetts General $3 million worth of research grants?
Mm-hmm. In 1960.
Yeah. And not to let that lie, didn't you cost a radio station, I don't know, $30-something thousand dollars in advertising revenue because you didn't agree with one of the advertisers?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I've been a bit of a maverick all my life.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, Dr. Shealy, I've been thinking about the garden. And if it ever stops raining, you know, long enough, and that may be this week, we've got our garden ready to plant, but it's mud right now. It's a raised bed, and it's drying out because it hasn't rained since yesterday afternoon. And I wanted to know what your thoughts were about adding trace minerals and micronutrients. Let me preface this. When we lived in Virginia, there was a fertilizer company. It was they had a few stores, and all they did was sell fertilizer. And they manufactured their own fertilizer. And this was in an area that there were a lot of farmers that raised tobacco. Now, tobacco pulls the nutrients right out of the soil, like almost like nothing else. It's a weed, and it really pulls the fertility out of the soil, which is a tremendous waste because it all goes up in smoke anyway. And and you know that soil could be used for something, you know, more significant, more important, like for food. But now a lot of it goes for tobacco. And this fertilizer company had on either side or both sides of their front door to their store. Store is kind of a loose term. It's more like a barn with a front door, and you could walk in and select what fertilizer you wanted at the counter. They had tomato plants. They had plants on either side or both sides of the front door, and one of them they put in at the same time. One of them was fertilized with tobacco fertilizer. The other one was fertilized with the same fertilizer, which was without the micronutrients that are in the tobacco fertilizer. So let's say 777, 17, 17, 17 fertilizer on both sides of these planters, identical soil, identical tomato plants, and one plant was twice the size of the other. And that was the one with the tobacco fertilizer with the micronutrients. So we bought six 50-pound bags of this tobacco fertilizer, put it in our garden, and yeah, it absolutely worked, like nothing we've ever seen before. And I've never seen tobacco fertilizer sold anyplace else. I don't sell it here in Missouri, but it had the micronutrients. And I believe they were sulfur, magnesium, copper, zinc, maybe some other trace elements. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, you know, personally, having gardened since I was 12 years of age, I don't generally buy chemical fertilizers. I mulch everything I can and use compost. I do add lime. I add some lime every couple of years, but I don't generally add mineral fertilizers.
Okay, I understand composting. I understand the reasons for that, and I know our class does as well. But what I'm really talking about is the difference by having the micronutrients in the soil as well. And I'll give you a couple examples when we come back and talk about micronutrients. If they're in the soil, they can be extracted from the soil, and we can eat them. Is that a good thing to do? We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve Chairman has good news and bad news as the pandemic continues. Jerome Powell yesterday predicting some dire numbers for the U.S. economy in the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, but also saying that things should rebound by the end of this year.
I would say the main thing is to get back on the road to recovery. After that, the path is going to depend on a range of things. It's very plausible that the economy will take some time to gather momentum.
Powell saying yesterday on CBS's 60 Minutes that unemployment could reach 25%, and he expects job losses to continue into next month, but he says many of those losses will be temporary and not permanent. Tropical Storm Arthur bringing heavy winds and rains to North Carolina's coast, but it's expected to veer eastward into the ocean later today. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
President Trump calling into a PGA Live event that did not feature fans yesterday and discussed the reopening of the country and how pro sports might be able to come back sooner than many people expect.
We want to get sports back. We miss sports. We need sports in terms of the psyche of our country.
The president speaking there on the Golf Channel. Getting arrested in Los Angeles might soon require you to get a coronavirus test. The Los Angeles Police Department wants to test everyone that they arrest for the virus. Chief Michael Moore says that would protect LAPD cops as well as the local jail populations in the middle of coronavirus outbreaks. Details are emerging about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was probing whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry and making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. And the pandemic continues, but American Idol goes on, and there's been a new one crowned. Judges Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and host Ryan Seacrest helped virtually crown the winner of the singing competition series yesterday. And Season 3's winner is Just Sam from Harlem, New York. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we're talking about gardening and nutrition. So, Dr. Shealy, elemental sulfur, you can buy sulfur at some of the gardening centers and some of the farm supply stores and add that to your garden, and it will lower the pH, and some of the plants really like a lower pH, like tomatoes and potatoes. And, of course, you can add lime, which will raise the pH, which tomatoes really don't like, but then you can add Epsom salts. For example, you can take 1 or 2 teaspoons of Epsom salts and put it at the bottom of the hole where you can transplant your tomato plant and cover that up with an inch or so of soil and then plant your plant, and it'll grow better. Some people swear by nails, rusty iron nails, because the iron oxide is believed to be beneficial to some plants. And of course, that's a problem if you have a rototiller that has pneumatic tires. You might get a flat tire in your rototiller if you put nails in the soil. But what are your thoughts about adding some of the elements that we would want to have in our vitamins?
Oh yeah, obviously, plants absorb almost anything good or bad, but the good stuff is especially excellent.
Mm-hmm. I have some banding material, B-A-N-D-I-N-G material. These are banding straps, or these black straps that go around lumber, for example, when the lumber is delivered to the lumber yard. We have a bunch of that. We don't throw anything away here. I mean, I could certainly leave that out in the rain and have it rust and, plant that in the garden in locations where I could take it out if I wanted to. However, I don't know where that used steel came from that went into those bands. I don't know if it came from China. I don't know if it is industrial waste components. I have no idea. So I don't want to use that in the garden. And as you said, good or bad, the plants will uptake what's in the soil. So I guess then that leads us to the point that if you're going to buy a farm class, small farm or medium or large farm, you ought to be really careful with what that farm was used for and what was planted on it and what kind of chemicals might have been sprayed on it. And that's why we bought a neglected farm, one that was all run down and it looked terrible when we first bought it, because we wanted one that was not abused chemically. Dr. Shealy, did you do the same thing?
No, I wasn't looking at. I just looked at the energy of the farm, I guess.
Mm.
We looked at 35 before
okay.
We chose the one we did.
Mm-hmm. May I ask what went into the decision? Was it the distance between other farms? Was it the distance from cities? Was it electrical power lines?
Well,
clean air, water.
Looking at the trees and grass and how healthy they looked.
Uh-huh.
It had been a dairy farm for about 50 years. And obviously our farm, we felt, had been taken care of better than the others we looked at.
Okay. Dairy farm. So lots of cow manure and lots of vigorous growth, I would take it, from the cows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you have grass, you have... Well, actually, I saw your grass at your farm. I couldn't believe it. I was really impressed with how much vigor there was in your grass. The undergrowth, it was impressive. Really, really impressive. So must have been quite the operation when it was the dairy farm.
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Now, of course, the beef farm, but with 20 some odd years in between is a horse farm. So it had a little variety.
Yeah, and that's what we do. We grow beef as well. Dr. Shealy, in Los Angeles, it made the news, and one of the things I wanted to discuss before it made the news this morning, the Los Angeles Police Department wants to give what they call rapid result coronavirus tests to everyone it arrests. So when a person gets arrested by the LAPD, they want to conduct a coronavirus test. Now, it seems to me that they don't want to just conduct this test just to let you know whether you have it or not. It seems to me that they want to add that to their database of how many people have the coronavirus and who they are. Because when you get arrested, they know who you are. And the government, I believe, really wants to track this. As a matter of fact, they're now saying that the news is now saying that if you have tested positive in your life for COVID-19, you will not be able to be in the military. So there is obviously something going on with this particular virus that some people have said is no worse than the common cold, that is so bad that they won't let you in the military if you've had COVID-19. Any thoughts on what that might be, Dr. Shealy?
I haven't the slightest, but I would presume. I mean, it is said that it damages your arteries, among other things. And so if there's that much proof that it really does, I guess they don't want people with premature atherosclerosis. I don't know. But I, you know,
yeah,
the bottom line is I don't believe a single thing that's said because we get exactly opposing views on every single statement.
Right. Right. I agree with that. And it's very difficult to tell what to do and what's up. And at the same time that all this is going on, there are people who are sick in the thousands, like 5,000 or more, in the meat processing industry. That would be chicken and pork and beef, the meat packers that carve up these carcasses and, you know, package them for distribution to retail stores. Those employees have tested positive, and some have died. And because of that, the public is very concerned about eating meat, and I don't blame them. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shealy? We've talked about that in the past, but do you feel the same way?
Well, yeah. I mean, considering everything, I'm leery of buying possibly flu infested, if you will, meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's going on in your world, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I can say there's no question that business has been decimated by about 50%. There's a total flow of people coming in. And that's because of the lockdown. A lot of people will not break the lockdown for anything.
Okay. And I kind of feel the same way. I don't want to go to the Chinese factory outlet. I've got some defective tools that we bought previously from Harbor Freight Tools that I would like to get replaced while, you know, I still can get them replaced. But I don't want to go in the stores. As I mentioned before, the tractor supply company, you know, they want me to go into the store, and I don't want to go into the store. And the thing about the masks, I kind of like the idea if someone has symptoms, I sure would like them to wear a mask. That way they wouldn't spread it to other people like me and you and in our class. It seems like people are not really concerned about others. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, I think that's true, but we don't know. I mean, the bottom line is we don't know how. To me, coming to my office to take care of people who are here is important, and I've done it. I have not stayed home and not worn a mask. I use lots of alcohol and cleaner, but that's about it. And I haven't had the bug, as far as I know.
Yeah, and how would you know? Because my understanding is that symptoms, not everybody has the symptoms right away. So you can be
exactly. You
can be infected, pass it on, and not have the symptoms.
And if you've got a strong immune system, you can be infected and become immune to it without ever having been sick.
Yeah.
But that's true of almost all kinds of infection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's kind of like a catch-22. You know, we're darned if we do, we're darned if we don't. So you want to keep your immune system up. You want to go outside. You do need to be exposed to other people, but you don't want to be exposed to people that can then get you so sick that you can die from it. And that's why people are not flying. That's why people are not going on cruises. That's why people are not shopping. And that's why it looks like the Federal Reserve even admitted, the Federal Reserve, the money lenders, that actually, the Federal Reserve is owned, as I understand, by a bunch of international banks. And so they, what a racket that is, lending money that doesn't exist at interest to the United States. What a racket. But anyway, It seems to me that they are saying that this thing is not going to be over until the end of 2021. Now, it used to be that they would say, well, this is going to be over, you know, in weeks. And it looks like, well, by, you know, the midpoint of this year. Then it's the end of this year. Now it's the end of next year. And I think they're probably going to tell us that, you know what, we're only kidding about all that. It looks like it's never going to be over.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then you look at a guy, and by the way, his name has been changed in the media. He used to be known as Bill Gates with a B. Now they've changed his name to B-I-L-L Gates, but they've taken the B and they've replaced it with a K. It sounds similar, Kill Gates. And, you know, obviously, I'm...
yeah. That's more accurate.
Yeah. I'm not recommending anybody...
Person on the face of the earth.
Yeah, even though he's evil, I you know, can't and won't recommend that, you know, anybody take, extract, violence on him. But he has earned that name lately because he is one of these guys who wants to RFID track people with vaccines. And some people don't want vaccines. And now our government, I've heard and read that our government has ordered 500 million vaccinations, which is kind of neat because 500 million vaccinations, well, there's only 328 million people in the United States. So in case they need to get you twice, they'll have, you know, some extras. So what's that all about? Dr. Shilley, have you heard about this new tracking system that the DOD, the Department of Defense, why is the Department of Defense involved in this? I don't know. But they've gotten together with the Department of Health and Human Services, and they've awarded a lucrative $138 million contract to Apiject Systems America to produce hundreds of millions of smart syringes for administering Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines to the masses. Have you heard of that?
I have tracking heard of these it, things? And I say bring your gun, but because you're going to have to shoot me dead to get a vaccine in me.
Yeah, I agree. Lead first. Class, you might want to think about that. What are you going to do? We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Joey in Michigan. Welcome, Joey.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. You know,
hi.
I'm looking, Norm, it's good to hear from you again. I was thinking about this H.R. 748 bill, the CARES Act, and what amazes me, it was introduced 124 of 19. That's 14 months ago. So it must be Washington has a crystal ball, a soothsayer. Somebody that knew 14 months ago we were going to shut our country down. And that's in reference to, you know, all of us believing what this virus is about. But the questions I have, we'll go to the N95 mask. They claim it has a 20-minute life expectancy. After that, it has no value. An N99, the same thing. So when you wear a cotton diaper over your face, whatever they want to call those, mask, cotton, you will absorb the fluids as you sweat and you're breathing out your carbon monoxide or CO2, whatever it is. When you're breathing that out, you're making that wet, because I know in the winter when you put a mask on, your face gets wet. So if a virus was to stick to the outside of the mask, then all the more it should be stuck, and then you have a better chance of attracting it into your system. I mean, what would you want to spray on that, Norm? Anything you can think of if you had to wear the mask? Because, I mean, I won't wear the mask. I've walked out of stores.
I just refuse to wear it, period. It's that simple. And if they arrest me, well, they're going to have to shoot me probably.
And if you were going to wear a mask, you almost want to have eye protection as much as you want face protection, because your eyes would absorb something in your fluids. Probably wouldn't be so good. You know, things about these masks, this bill is between $2.2 billion goes as high as $6.5 billion or $6.6 billion, or like the other H.R. 666 bill that's in the making right now. Who would dream up a number like that? You know, drive-up shopping, where you can drive up and order your groceries. A year ago, everybody thought that was a joke. Today, oh, gosh, what a great idea. Or these veggie burgers at all the fast food restaurants. And all of a sudden, now, we're all laughing, but it's all of a sudden, oh, my, there's a meat shortage. So they all have this crystal ball, and if you stand back and watch the dogs herding the sheep into the pen, what are going to be in these veggie burgers made out of probably GMO'd food that's going to help accelerate these inoculations? Some intellectual, rectal intellectual, is dreaming up for the people. Even in Italy, they have one of the legislatures want to arrest Bill Gates. They want to arrest Bill Gates because of the virus. I mean, Gates has gotten more PR work, who he is and what he's about. Not that everybody's listening, because everybody's very busy. I mean, I don't know what it is they do. You know, and then originally they wouldn't allow you, and this is about residents, they wouldn't allow you to go fishing. You couldn't be in your boat. So if you can't be in your boat or only one person here in Michigan, they shut all the boat ramps. Well, if you are resonating electrical energy and you go in water, and Rick's always talking about, Miller always talking about water has memory, and you are resonating in the water, you know, there's some reason they didn't want people in the water. Now they're kind of letting you come back in the water. And the issue of being 6 feet apart. If you need to be 6 feet apart, what is that doing? Because certain religious groups believe in groups of three or more when they pray. It gets a better vibrational rate. And all of a sudden, you can't go into a church. You can't be in groups of three. They, even for Easter in this area, the one guy had, I don't know how many members, they had six cars in their driveway. So one guy has three kids from the first marriage, and then the wife had two, so everybody's got a car. And the cop went to the house on Easter Sunday and says, hey, you can't be having a party here. And he goes, what kind of a party? Everybody lives here. So they had to show the intellectual, the rectal tool, they had to show him all the registrations that the cars all live there at that address. I mean, this is where stupidity has really abounded itself. And I mean, at what point are people... I mean, and I know, Vince, you don't want to go in the store because you are whatever, but you are the reason this is working. Because if you don't go, and what happens, this is a great trial run for what's coming. You can't go to the store. You can't buy something. What happens when the store is no longer open because the dollar is worth nothing? You think it's hard now, but yeah, I'll hang on until after the break.
Yeah, Joe, you said a lot. You said a lot of very bright things. No question about it. A lot of conspiracy theories, and I've said that any and all may absolutely be true. And I've got the same questions that you have. I'm erroring. If I'm going to err, I'm going to do it on the side of caution. But I'm concerned about everything. And I've said that I believe that the panic which we're seeing will be worse than the disease. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. Joey, I'm sure you've got some more comments.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.